Yes, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Jeff Bryant, and this is Now We're Talking. This week's episode is going to be something different, Keith, because this week at the station, it's the SoCan sampling period. To make a long story short, it's an opportunity for music to be played, and SoCan, which is a royalties association, to know what's being played. Anyway, I realize, Keith, this is a good opportunity for me to share something with our audience, which is kind of we've skimmed over the last 6 months, which is I'm a musician.
Yep.
You know that.
I do.
But we haven't really talked about it, and part of the reason we haven't talked about it is because I think doing this show for me was taking a break from being a musician. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned before how I had a weird year last year, and part of that weird year was being all confused about my role as a musician. But I realized there's an opportunity for me to do something on the show that we've never done, which is to acknowledge that and to play some songs. So we've got a lot of songs to get through, and I want to just go ahead and dive into the first one. It's called Better Way, and I wanted to briefly talk to you about the song because I know that you know about this song, and you used it for a project you worked on.
Yeah, my friend Ryan Daniel McKinney did a short film, he and I, when we were younger, and we used the song. There was a neat little scene where I played his id. I played the person that he thought he was, and I sang your song. I really liked the song, and I sang it
in the film,
in the film, well, in theory. And the joke was that he was singing it poorly because he can't really sing all that well.
I remember you asking about the song and wanting to use it. And I was flattered because for me, this was when I was in a band called The Human Statues with my colleague Zach Stevenson. And we were in Toronto at the time. We just recorded our first album. And this was a song that you told me that you liked. And then you used it in that film.
Used it. And it was a funny scene,
So we've never really done this, folks. But you're listening to CITR 101.9. This is Now We're Talking. But most of the show is going to be playing some tracks. So, you know, I write songs. And I thought, why not share them? Hopefully you like them. This is Better Way.
Thank you.
So that was Better Way. That's a song from the debut album of the Human Statues, the band I used to be in. And you said you wanted to plug Ryan, right?
Yeah, well, Ryan's doing really well right now.
That's cool. Because that was about 10 years ago or something you guys did that short
film. Yeah, a long time ago. Yeah. And he's got a movie called The Water Angel of East Porterville, a documentary that's doing the film circuit, short film circuit in the States right now.
Nice.
Yeah, Ryan Daniel McKinney. So check that out.
Google it, folks, and you can learn more. The next song we're going to do is another song. This is from quite a few years ago. As I say, I'm sampling sort of the history of my songwriting. This is a song called 100 Mile Block, and what's funny about this one for me is the first lyric in the song is, "An island's dream is on the mend." And when I heard that, I'm like, it kind of sounds like Isla's dream. And the song kind of sounds like a children's like lullaby, like a reassuring lullaby. And I thought, oh, this is when I'm like 25 years old. I'm like, one day I'm going to have a kid called Isla, and if she ever is having trouble sleeping, I'll sing her 100 Mile Block and I'll change the lyric to Isla's dream. And then I'm hanging out with our mutual friend last week, Melanie Lawrence. And she just had her second child, and she named her kid Isla. I've spent the last 10 years waiting to become a dad so I can do this, and she beat me to the punch.
She ruined it.
She ruined
it. How dare she?
So this song is going out to Isla. Yes, that's the song going out to Isla. It's called 100 Mile Block. And I was saying to you, Keith, I don't know if the songs, I haven't told you what the songs are going to be, and it's very possible that you, there might be a couple songs you haven't heard, but you're saying you probably have, actually.
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm a pretty big fan of the Human Statues. We were just talking about this, and we've talked about this many times before, because I feel like it's important for you to get it through your head that your very good friend, who you've known your whole life, actually likes the music and isn't there for Jeff.
Yeah, like, obviously you have your friends, especially when they're fellow, you know, creators and artists, you know, there's an element of encouragement. So sometimes it's hard to separate between that. To be clear, some of these songs are Human Statue songs and some of them are not. So this song is actually an example of a song that I co-wrote and was recorded and produced by Bill Reed, who's a friend of ours from back in the day. So I want to make sure I acknowledge that. And actually, this next song falls into that category as well. This is an interesting... This song's funny because the song we just heard was, like, as I say, almost like a children's lullaby. This next song is called Shauna Do You Wanna? And there was a period of time where I came back from Australia back around the same time when I was 25 years old. And Bill was living in a building in Oak Bay. And he had a friend in the building. And the friend was like, hey, you guys should come and hang out tonight. By the way, there's this girl you meet. Her name's Shauna. Do you wanna? And right away, Bill and I were just like, that is definitely a song title.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means exactly. So we never met Shauna. Do you wanna? But we heard interesting things. And it was the inspiration for this song. Now, this is something totally different. It makes me laugh every time. And I hope you like it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's Shauna, Do You Wanna? And, you know, of course, my approach to the song was Shauna, Do You Wanna Stay? I thought it was like a love song. Now, I never met Shauna, so I don't know what the reputation was about. I don't know whether people were frequently asking her to stay in a relationship or what they had in mind.
Or just stay to do it.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't even think that far ahead. Keith, you are controversial today.
I went right to it.
Oh, my Lord.
Woo!
We're going to move on to the next song. And if you're just joining us, okay, you're listening to Now We're Talking. That's true. And this is CITR 101.9. All of that's true. And we do host the show every week, Keith and I, and we talk. But this week, we thought, why not tell the truth and acknowledge that Jeff is a musician? I'm actually currently recording some new music, Keith, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
And I'm recorded about,
yeah, you
I
are.
Guess.
That's I noticed exciting, that when I came
that's,
in.
That's how excited I am.
This guy is recorded up.
But I am. I just, you know, I think for the last few, the band I was in, Human Statues, ended about 4 or 5 years ago. And I've kind of dabbled in songwriting, but really I've just been kind of stuck. And again, when I came, after our two-month hiatus for the show, I talked a bit about last year, and one of the things I discussed was when you hit rock bottom, it's actually easy to start climbing up in a sense. And I think I'm really confronting a lot of things right now. And we talked about the book, The War of Art, and all these things are kind of entering my mind. And I'm just getting really honest about I have been experiencing resistance. And right now I'm currently recording a song that I wrote. I'm really looking forward to that. And so it got me thinking, why not acknowledge some of the songs from the past? And one of those songs from the past, coming back to the Human Statues, is a song called Avec Moi. That's some French-Canadian content, at least thematically.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you remember this song.
Yeah.
So we were just talking on the break there while the song was playing about different songs that you remember. And what do you remember about this song? Of course, you're going to have your memory refreshed in a second.
Of course. No, I remember thinking it was kind of like, it was like the indie darling of that record.
Yeah, it's kind of.
It felt like it really reflected where you guys were and what your potential was.
Slightly indie emo or something. And I don't
know. It was also like really an honest sort of love song. It wasn't trying to be anything other than it was, which is really important to have those tracks on an album when you're finding your sound.
Yeah, I kind of like this song, actually. And I'm saying that as obviously I wrote this song. But, but it's been so long with this song in particular that I actually listened to it. And of course, Zach sings it, so it's maybe a bit easier for me to not sound self-aggrandizing. But I listened to his performance in the song and think about the lyrics and For me, it's satisfying. It's sort of a cute little Canadian CanCon love story. This this song should have been like a darling of the Canadian college radio scene because it's got all the CanCon it's pushing all the CanCon buttons.
Yeah, but instead it was just Sarah McLachlan all the time.
Just constantly playing surfacing over and over. Anyway, here's a song called Avec Moi. This is a song by the Human Statues and it's of course performed by Zach Stevenson.
Just passing through until I laid my eyes on you. My eighth grade education denied our conversation. You remain in Montreal inside another shopping mall. I stumbled on your words, afraid to not be heard. How do you say? Qu'est-ce que c'est? And will you stay avec moi? Somewhere across the prairies, with my French dictionary, I studied through the night, unwilling to turn off the light. Riding the escalator,
qu'est-ce que c'est,
and will you stay?
That's Avec Moi, and yeah, it's a Canadian love song. You know, I was never really like an emphasis for us to write Canadian-themed songs, but it was cool to have done that because we're Canadian.
Yeah.
And as I say, how perfect for Canadian college radio.
Yeah, I often have the same problem trying to think of, like, how can I make my writing be be here. Yeah. So I have to sometimes just set it in Vancouver, and it feels wrong.
Oh, you do that sometimes?
Yeah. It feels wrong because it feels like everything should be American.
But because that's what you've grown up with. Like, yeah. The things you love are not set in Vancouver,
yeah,
typically.
So sometimes it's nice to represent.
Yeah. Folks, if you're just joining us, it's Now We're Talking. This week's SoCan Week, and that means we keep track of what kind of music is played around here. So what we play around here is a lot of Jeff Bryant originals. That's what we play around here. What a great excuse, though, for me to share with you, Keith. You know, the songs I've written in the past as I think about writing songs in the future. It was just cool for me. It was a cool excuse to sit down and look at the catalog of songs that I've registered with SoCan and think, which ones would I want to play and why? And, you know, it was cool for me to learn about writing songs when I was younger and to be able to dabble in that, the sort of onset of digital recording. I mean, I remember when I first played guitar and first wanted to dabble, like, what's it like to play, to add a second part? I used to have a clock radio by my bed that had a cassette player. And then my mom had one of those dictaphone things also with a tape. So I figured out, oh, I could just play some chords. I would play like an eagle, like a simple version of an Eagles song, and just play it into the dictaphone thing, let's say. Then put that tape into the clock radio, which for some reason had a record, I'd do a playback on the clock radio.
Right.
And then record again with the dictaphone, right, and just put them close enough together to add like a second line.
Yeah.
And it was so crude, but as long as I placed everything in the right way, it blended well enough that you're like, oh my God, that's how they record music. They record one piece at a time.
And it really strengthens your resolve when you hear yourself like that.
Yeah, it just made it more real. It just reduced the distance between what you heard and what you're able to create or replicate. So yeah, to move from like cassette tapes and placing them near each other to the proliferation of digital recording just a few years later when that was possible, it was so exciting. And this next song that I'm going to play is another example of a song that was co-written with Bill Reed, and he would record using GarageBand. We'd get together, and I think it just started with I had my 12-string at the time, actually, which is kind of funny.
I love that guitar.
When I got my first like brand new guitar for my birthday, I got a 12-string, which I don't know if you know this, folks, but if you're going to get one guitar, I don't think the 12-string is the only...
No.
It should be like your third or fourth guitar. And what I'm saying, if you have multiple guitars. Anyway, so I started with that, and then we added to it. It's called Here Today, and it goes like this.
Dear friend of mine, I don't want to waste your time, run the risk of knowing and throwing away your alibi. Time is on your side if you let it.
Yes, that is a song called Here Today, written and performed by Jeff Bryant, which is me. I'm here alongside Keith Kennedy, and of course the show is called Now We're Talking, which reveals the truth that this is a talk show, but today it's a music show. It's kind of interesting for us to do this because our chats are these quick little blurbs.
Yeah, and we've never done it before.
So much of the show, well, a lot of the shows on CITR is this. They play music, maybe they briefly talk about it. So it's a different version of hosting a radio show, eh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's been... funny to see just how our pace is up, knowing we have to fit things in.
Yeah.
I was just saying to you how that process of hearing what you're saying and figuring out what part of it we should move on with is accelerated to the point that it's almost comical. I'm like, I've hit plaid. I'm at warp speed.
It's like,
and I'm like, what are we talking about?
We're on speed, making Spaceballs references. It's all happening right now, folks.
Hey.
We're doing pretty good, though. I'm trying to be a timekeeper. We've got a lot of songs to play. I want to make sure we don't have to cut anything short, but we're doing pretty good. This next song that I'm going to play is called Honest Man.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an interesting song because I think this was actually one of the first songs that I wrote. I kind of... started to dabble in songwriting a little bit when I was like maybe 19 or 20 or something like that. But I think this was the first song that I really sat down, and beyond coming up with like the verse and the chorus, I figured, okay, well, how many verses, how many choruses, where does it go? Is there a bridge? And really kind of figured out where everything went. And, you know, it's interesting, like trying to create art.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's a struggle that continues to this day. But everybody, we talked about this book, The War on Art, and just talking about the resistance and the things that prevents them from following through. And I think this is probably, like, for me, the first time that I followed through. And I was like, I wrote this song. I think it has potential. There you go. And so later, when I was in the Human Statues, I thought I should dust off that ditty. And now that I have access to great musicians that can play the bass and the drums, what is it like to take this thing that I just played on the guitar and breathe life into it
mm-hmm.
by having these other guys singing harmonies and playing these parts? It was such a cool thing. So this is a Human Statues song that is called Honest Man.
If you often change your mind.
Yes, that is Honest Man by The Human Statues. Keith, we're just plowing right through all these songs. I want to say that one of my favorite things about that song, which has nothing to do with my contribution to it, is that sweet guitar solo. I don't know if it's just the tone of the guitar or maybe the performance, but it reminds me of the theme song to Kids in the Hall, mm-hmm. Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet.
Yeah, it's a surf rock thingy.
And you mentioned McKinney before. I know that's no relation to Mark McKinney, but I will mention that Zach is related to Mark McKinney.
Yay!
So maybe that subconsciously influenced his choice to use that tone in that song.
Also, if I may tangent briefly, you used the word plow just now.
Yes.
And that is a term that my wife uses to refer to coitus.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we learned something new about your wife.
Every time I hear that word, I think of my wife.
I'm so glad that you shared that with me and in this arena. I'm sure I'll be dissecting that for weeks to come.
You're fine.
And next time that Nancy sees me, will she be mortified or no?
No.
No, she'll be fine.
Of course.
Keith, we're moving right along here very swiftly. I feel like at this pace, we're going to have a lot of opportunity to analyze the last couple songs or maybe talk about other things. I don't know.
Sure.
My fear was that we were going to, you know, we usually talk for 55 minutes.
Yeah.
And now we're condensing it to these bursts of 90 seconds. So I think we're doing pretty good. This next song, now what happened with The Human Statues was we did that debut album, and we actually wrote and recorded a bunch of songs. We were probably 80 to 90% of the way towards completing our second album. And then circumstantially, we just decided not to continue. It wasn't contentious, but we just realized that, you know, the commitment to spend another 2 or 3 years in the service of that album was not something that we wanted to do. But it's a shame. You know, I've listened to some of the songs that we did, and they're in various states of completion, but almost entirely complete. And it's a shame that they never saw the light of day. So this is an example of a song that was mine. I remember writing the song when I was in New York City. I've been listening a lot to an artist called Danny Michel, who's a Canadian musician that influenced Zach and I a lot. So the picking pattern here for me is sort of borrowed from a picking pattern he used in some of his songs I was listening to at the time. Anyway, this is a song called Inside the Rain, and it's a song that we did record, and it wasn't completed, mixed and mastered, but it's still serviceable for our purposes here. And here it is.
If I don't twist all my words, I'm gonna tell her I know just what she's worth. But if there's nothing to gain, I guess I'm caught inside the rain. If I'm not sure from the start, I'll hold my tongue, 'cause I don't wanna break her heart. But if I just let it be, there's something she will never see. 'Cause I wait so long, I slip into the shade. Taking her hand, she's with somebody that might be a better man. These stones that rest in our eyes are quickly turning into lies. Yeah, I wait so long, I slip into the shade where I so
Listen to that sweet drum action. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give some props to the drummer. Johnny Jalisco, I believe, is the name that that drummer goes by. And, of course, Jeremy Holmes playing the bass as well. Yeah, it's definitely, I was just saying to you while we're listening, for me, I think at this point, it's sort of like kind of a could be a straightforward Human Statues folky rocky thing, kind of understated. But I think at the time I was like, let's get some aggression, like let's get on stage and like let's dig in and rock out. So for me, it's like taking this song, like, well, let's just turn the outro into something heavy, man, and dissonant.
Mm-hmm. No, that's that Sonic Landscape stuff kind of does it for me, and it just sounded like Radiohead-y, which is always pleasant.
Cool.
And even the way you were singing in your lower register.
Yeah, we were talking about that too.
Yeah, it was like a son of a slow build into something
that's cool.
greater. I think that was really good. I've never heard that song before because you said you
okay,
never
so that
recorded
is
it.
That is new for you. Yeah,
yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, for me, we were talking about key selection right now. I'm recording this song, and there's been a lot of thought that's gone into, man, where does this song live? And it's for the song I'm working on currently. The instrumental version of it, which was the first demo, is in a certain spot, and it feels like, oh, it definitely lives there. And then when I went to work on the melody and some of the words, I sang it about three semitones lower, and I was like, oh, this is where it lives when I sing it. If I'm going to sing it, I want to feel comfortable singing it. This is where it lives, and trying to reconcile those things. Same thing with, I listen to this, and I think, I remember wanting it to go down for some reason.
Yeah.
But when I hear it, I'm like, it should be popped up a bit higher.
What's that like, having a range?
A vocal range?
Because I heard this song and I went, oh, that's where I can sing.
Right.
As opposed to like having
it. Yeah, it makes it easier.
I bet.
It makes it easier. It helps to have a robust falsetto, and I thank the Beach Boys for that. I remember logging a lot of time singing along to the Beach Boys. And it took me a while to move beyond whatever it is you're doing right now. Sort of
killing it?
Yeah, killing it. Killing it in the good sense.
Killing it the cat way.
It's really difficult, from my experience anyway, to move beyond the Muppet-sounding falsetto into the sexy, soulful-sounding falsetto.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I made it all the way there, but I'm definitely a lot less Muppety than I used to be. Folks, you're listening to Now We're Talking. This is Jeff Bryant alongside Keith Kenny. This week we're doing something different. It feels a little bit self-aggrandizing to do this, but maybe with you here, I just kind of feel like you and I are hanging out.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel less.
And again, I'm actually a fan. It's not just someone propping
me up. This is just like a one-on-one fan friend interaction.
Well, if I had a show, if I had a radio show,
yes,
and I had a first episode, and I wanted to share something with people that maybe they weren't as familiar with that I really liked, I'd play a Human Statues song.
Totally. Well, yeah, let's keep moving, man. Speaking of the Human Statues, here's a song that's a bit of a classic in the world of the Human Statues. It's called "The Carol That I Know."
That's put me in a spin. Is there a heart division? Is this the part where I come in? I chase the tail I'm in. Oh no. She left the back door open, so I let myself in. She's gone and I am hoping that she won't find out where I've been. I lie when she comes in. Oh no. First time that I saw her, I knew I'd make her mine. Still I cannot be bothered to open up and read the sign. I can't take back the time, oh no. She is the kind of woman that makes a hard man fall. And now I am dissolving the puzzle pieces I can't solve. My back's against the wall, oh no. The Carol that I know,
that's not the Carol that I know.
swim up and down the stream, flickering on lake kerosene. I'm halfway home, but I've never been further away. Greetings that were never said. Where she lay her head, and one that twisted when it stepped outside. Hear the sound of the man on the radio. Turn around, you can hear it on the radio. Tune it out, it's the verse that you didn't know. It's the voice you keep hitting on the telephone.
Well, that's an abrupt ending to the song, or is it how it was tracked? We'll never know, because we must move along. We did two songs there back to back. That's unfortunate, but folks, don't worry. You get the general sense of what was happening there, but we played Carol That I Know, and then we went straight into Man on the Radio, and here we are, a couple men on the radio. Well, we're on the radio. We're not entirely sure about whether we're men, but if we're not men, we're close to being men, aren't we, Keith?
Yes.
Yes, I like the certainty of that answer. Folks, it's Now We're Talking. We're doing something different this week. We're playing songs by Jeff, Bryant. That's me. The truth is I'm a musician. I've managed to conceal that from you for long enough. It's a new year, and it's time to tell the truth. We're going to play one more song. Keith, we've got a minute or two to chat before we do that. But The Man on the Radio was another Human Statue song. I'm glad we got to play that. about 99% of the song as well. That was
It's too bad we missed Slash at the end, where he comes in and does the guest spot.
Yeah, exactly. He announces his presence on the record too, so you know that it's him.
Yeah, but it's not CanCon, so we couldn't play it.
Right. He's not very verbose either, so it's funny. He usually just plays the guitar.
And he mumbles.
Yeah. But he insisted on doing that, and who were we to complain, right? It was such a great opportunity. But thanks, Keith, for hanging out this week. I wasn't sure whether for you it would be, I don't know if you'd feel like you had something to do here, but it's cool that you remember some of these songs, and it's been nice to just sit here and have an excuse to listen to them together.
Yeah, I used to play them at the shop I worked at.
Oh yeah, right.
For a while, I used to, that your album I think came out just before I started working there. So
and tell me that there was at least one time when there was a Nerdlinger that was there to play Settlers of Catan or something, and he's like, "What music is this, man?"
Yeah, totally. No, it happened fairly regularly.
And you're like, "It's the Human Statues," and he was like, "Cool."
Yeah. He was like, "That's the D20 of musics."
And when you say it happened regularly, do you mean there was one guy that persistently asked what was playing?
Yeah, every day.
I wonder if he's the same guy listening to the show right now. You know what I mean?
Probably.
Folks, coming up in approximately a couple weeks, there's going to be CFUV. That's another station that is not this one. That was the show I used to do in Victoria. I'm sure they're doing their own fun drive, and it's fantastic. But CITR is going to be doing a fun drive. And Keith, we will be doing an episode. Next week is Oscar week, so you won't be here.
Yeah.
You'll be back the following week. The week after that, we're going to be doing the fun drive show, and we'll be finding interesting ways to entice people to donate. But we must get on with the final song. This is called It's So Simple. This was cool. This was a song that Zach and I wrote expressly for Playground, which the first actual episode of Now We're Talking, I did an interview with Adam Schell, who's a photographer, and he did this event with Kev Holloway called Playground. You can look it up. They did several of them, and you can look this one up too. The song is called It's So Simple, Playground, The Human Statues. You'll find it. And this is a live cut, a live performance of a performance we did at the Vancouver Urban Winery about four or five years ago. It's called It's So Simple. Here we go.
Everybody with a tub, with a big bin. Yeah, exactly. You're going to be responsible for the poop poop. So let's add the shaker to that. Shaker is just shaker, 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 shaker. The point here is, you all fucking sing in the shower, you all sing in your car when nobody's looking. So the rule here is there's no fuck up, just give it a go. And everybody's in, we're all in, there's no hanging out in the back corner, we're all in.
You're feeling ambitious, and I'm feeling uptight. Well, let's sing in this weather. Let's stop for the night. I didn't want to wait all day. Didn't want to stay. But when I finally bust through, well, this is what I will say. The door is always open. You can read it on the sign. If you think it's wrong, then change my mind. But something always happens when I see what it's about. It isn't so going out.
In order to make it more witty, you say body and not buddy. Everybody with a body.
Cause everybody understands.
I don't want anybody being politically correct about the fact that they know somebody that doesn't have a body and we shouldn't be singing that lyric. I don't want to hear that. So save it.
Yeah, I got a fixation when you slip out of sight. But in another location, where we can do what we might. I thought I told you what I told you before. I thought I told you that I want more. But it finally comes down, we're gonna even the
store. The door is always open. You can read it on the sign. If you think I'm wrong, then change my mind. 'Cause something always happens when there's something all about. And if it isn't so, we'll go without. It's so simple if you let go. Well, everybody with a body, does everybody understand? It's so understands.
Yes, that's It's So Simple, and that pretty much brings to a close this experimental episode that we've done this week, Keith,
yep.
Where we played some songs. Thank you for joining me and coming along for the ride. Coming up shortly in just a couple minutes is More Than Human, hosted by Gareth. And yes, folks, these are songs that I have formerly written and sung, and I thought I should share that with you on this special So Can Week. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week.